Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA, talking to Indianola girls swimming as they head to state with head coach Aaron Bandy. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Getting two relays in your first season for Indianola girls swimming, what were your thoughts after you realized you're sending some girls to the state meet?
Oh, it was so awesome. Like, we knew the 400 free relay had a pretty good chance to make it. The two free relay, ironically, was probably our hardest to get one because the shorter the race, the harder it is to drop time, and they each needed to drop a second, and they did it. Like, they go in, and after each one, I was like looking at my stopwatch and looking at the clock, like, oh my gosh, they're on the path. They might be able to get this. Keep it going strong. And then all four girls just raced their hearts out. It's ironic that I felt like they all each went into that race feeling stronger than they thought they would, because earlier in the meet, they each had moments where they were slightly disappointed in themselves. And you would think that might ruin the rest of the day, to be like, oh man, I wish I could have done this better. What am I going to do? But if anything, it seemed to make them more determined. It made them stronger, because we knew that we had to break a minute 49 to be in the ballpark, and I believe we were a minute 54 going into it. So that's doesn't sound like much, but in swimming, that's a lot of time. And they got a 148. So it's like, oh my gosh, we're in the ballpark. Now it's all wait and see. And when we got the results, it was really special. They were all cheering. They were all so excited. And the four free relay, we dropped 11 seconds, and we got the second to last spot. So that was a harder one to get than we thought. We thought that was going to be the easy one. But they did such a great job. I was so proud of them. It was just so amazing to see them so excited.
In swimming, it's so unique because it's all times. You could finish, you know, last at your qualifying meet and still make it in. It just kind of depends on which relay events are there. Mm-hmm. And everyone's trying to peak at that right time. You mentioned dropping 11 seconds. Mm-hmm. Everyone's trying to do that. Mm-hmm. So it is that very big anticipation piece of it. And that just adds a little bit more to the fun, right?
It most certainly does. You never know going into regionals what you're going to do, because we're tapered the week before. And, you know, we all have our own ideas of how taper works, and sometimes you know, taper will work for you and sometimes it doesn't, and you don't know until you go into regionals. And when we got in there, every single girl, not just the girls that qualify for state, each one of them dropped so much time. Like, one of our 500 freestylers dropped over 10 seconds, like, to get like a 549. That's very impressive. One of our butterflyers went from a 125 to a 118. Like, everybody, the entire team just was killing it. They had such a great taper, and everybody just worked really, really hard, and they gave it everything they had. It was awesome.
The regular season for Indianola is always challenging. You're facing Dowling and Ankeny with the combined swimming teams, and it's not necessarily about wins and losses. Mm-hmm. It's definitely about measuring yourself. Mm-hmm. How did they react to that throughout the course of the season, knowing that sometimes the scoreboard's going to be against you, but on this specific night, it looks better down the road, right?
Yeah, exactly. I would say, you know, like, when we go through the season, we have our good days and we have our bad days. Each girl's different. They each have their own ways of getting themselves going. Sometimes it's they look to see where the person next to them is. Sometimes they just completely zone out that any other people in the pool exist, and they're just going hard straight in. And it's hard because the clock's, it's going to keep going no matter what happens to you. If you make a mistake, it's going to keep going, and you got to really get in as fast as you can and touch the wall. So we practice that a lot. Like, hey, when you're in those last 5 yards, don't breathe anymore. Take a last deep breath and charge it in like your life depends on it. And that will matter, because it's very easy to get out-touched by the person next to you. And those girls are very determined to not get out-touched and charge in hard. We worked hard on that the last couple of weeks, and it paid off on Saturday perfectly.
I know this team is a pretty big conglomerate of not just Indianola, but from tons of surrounding schools, and it's tough to kind of get a grasp on sometimes. Mm-hmm. They don't see each other during the day. They have to bond during practice time. What's that like, having a lot of athletes from a lot of different schools?
It's hard because, you know, they only have 2 hours a day. And the like you said, you know, we had multiple school districts. We have Indianola, Knoxville. We have one from Osceola, one from Winterson, one from Southeast Warren. So that's tricky. But I'm sure, like, they have their own little group chats that they talk to each other in. We had some team bonding stuff, and we have a team dinner before each meet, so we get a chance to hang out together. And it's really cool. Like, I've gotten to know the girls a lot better when we do these team bonding things, and they get to know me, and they get to know each other. And a lot of times, some of them might think, oh, I don't have anything in common with this person. I won't be that good friends with them. But then they do find out after doing these activities and getting to know each other that, hey, I actually do have a lot in common with you, and then they become good friends. So it's really cool to see the team morale go up as the season progresses, even as they get tired.
Well, as this interview plays on Saturday, the relay events will be swimming at State. Goals for today, what you want to see from the quartet of athletes that are swimming at State?
The biggest thing I tell them is that the hard part's over. Like, they qualify for State. You know, when you go to State, you don't have to hit. You're not required to hit a certain time. You've done all the hard part. Now you just go and have fun. There's nothing to lose at this point. The seniors are just going to lay everything out they got. They're going to empty the tank so that when they finish, they can get out with no regrets. I know a couple of them, like on the 2 free relay, they want to try and get like sub 27 seconds on their individual splits. And then on the 4 free relay, their goals are to go sub minute. One of them has, and the other 3 want to join her on that. And I think they're going to be able to do it perfectly fine.
Thank you very much for joining us on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. And you know, the girls swimming heading to State today. We'll have more after this on KNIA.